victories included. Earlier this year, Nemaha Central defeated Sebatha. By sets ago, the Blue Jays got revenge as it was Sebatha winning against Nemaha Central at home by a 54-41 final. So a couple lopsided games, but tonight we feel like this one could go down to the wire. It's 17-4 Sebatha and 18-3 Nemaha Central. Let's get you the starting lineups, and then we'll take a pregame timeout. You're in our Game of the Week on 103.9 KNZA. We're also streaming worldwide online with live audio free at mscsports.net. Select Listen Live and select KNZA. This is about the Blue Jays will be the visitors. They're the number 3 seed. They're in their navy blue uniforms here at Silver Lake High School tonight with white numbers and letters. And they're getting ready to do the national anthem, so let's take our timeout right now. We'll come back with the starters right after this.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBX Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Rainbow Communications is a participating service provider in the Affordable Connectivity Program that provides up to a $30 monthly discount to qualifying households and up to $75 per month for households on qualifying tribal lands. The benefit program ensures households can afford the broadband they need for work and school. To learn more about the eligibility requirements for the Affordable Connectivity Program, visit Rainbow Communications' website at rainbowtel.net.
KNZA.
Welcome back with studio engineer Brian Hurt. Justin Fluke with you. Time to meet tonight's starting lineups between Sebatha and Nemaha Central. The Big 7 and Nemaha County rivalry renewed here in the Class 3A semifinal round of sub-state. We told you Sebatha, the visitors, and their road Navy Blues. Here's their starting lineup, same as it's been all year for Coach Berger. 5'10 junior Matthew Garber in the backcourt with 5'11 sophomore Marcus Bauman. Also starting is Noel Niehaus, a 6'2 junior. And inside for Sebatha, 6'4 junior Davis Roke and 6'3 sophomore Christian McAfee. So Sebatha starts 2 sophomores and 3 juniors as they have all season long. They come in having won 9 of their last 10 ball games. Sebatha is playing good basketball coming into tonight. For Nemaha Central and Coach John Thomas in the home whites tonight, they'll start a backcourt of 5'10 senior Sam McWilliams. Also in the backcourt is Carter Lutz, a 6'3 senior. Cole Hermish, a 6'2 senior on the wing. And the two Beck brothers inside, Curtis Beck and Marcus Beck, 6'4 twin senior brothers that lead Nemaha Central. Curtis Beck, 15.5 points and 8 rebounds a game. Marcus Beck, 14 points, 8.5 rebounds per game. Also Carter Lutz scoring in double digits with about 11 per outing for the Thunder as they come in after a first-round win over Rossville, 61-41, Nemaha Central 18-3 on the season. Sebatha won on Monday in the opening round as well, beating Silver Lake 47-35. Sebatha led by Matthew Garber, 14.5 points per game. Davis Roke, 12 an outing, and Christian McAfee, 11. So Sabetha's got 3 double-digit scores as well. Pretty good balance for these teams. Nemaha Central in the home white with the purple numerals and letters trimmed in blue. Ethan Holliday going to throw it up. Here we go. It's sub-state basketball. You must win to keep your season alive and advance. And the Thunder win the tip. Nemaha Central will go right to left on your radio dial. We are underway. A raucous crowd. Well-represented pep section by both squads from Nemaha County here tonight. Thunder with it on the opening possession. It's Marcus Beck into the lane, kicking it out to Curtis. Kurt Beck will flip it up top to McWilliams. Now around the horn to the near side as Sabatha comes out defensively in his zone. McWilliams drives, tough shot, won't go. Rebound batted out of bounds. It'll go to Sabatha. So an empty first possession for the Thunder. 28 seconds gone by. Unlike Sabatha that starts no seniors, Nemaha Central starts five seniors. So it's an all-senior lineup for the Thunder against a younger squad for Sabatha that only won three games all of last season. This year, they're 17-4. Here's Bauman, one of the sophomores, kicking it up top to Matthew Garber. Garber over on the left wing. Now Bauman gets it up top to Roki. On the near side, driving across the lane. Garber pulls up at the left elbow and switched it in. Garber with the first points of the night. And Sabatha takes the 2-0 lead. McWilliams traveled. Tried to come to a jump stop there into the front court. That's turnover for Nemaha Central. Going to be some nerves here in this game between these arch rival schools as Scott Berger looks over the man-to-man defense of Nemaha Central and calls out a play for his squad that's really had a turnaround season, bouncing back from the first losing Sabatha boys basketball campaign in a decade. Niehaus at the foul line. Out to Roki. Davis looking inside for McAbee. It's tipped and stolen away. Into the hands of Marcus Beck. Marcus right side, bumped by Roki. Shot up, no, but a foul on Davis Roki of Sabatha. And a chance to tie this up for Nemaha Central as Marcus Beck goes to the line. Both the Beck boys are 62% free throw shooters. Nemaha Central as a team is about 57% on the year, and that one is good. After the foul on Roki, Nemaha in transition after the steal. Our turnovers are even at one. Beck's second free throw rattles through, and it's 2-2. So Marcus Beck cashes in on the charity tosses. Christian McAfee. Niehaus in the near corner. 6:20 in the clock moving here in the first. Roki looking for the lob to McAfee now. Long high pass over to Niehaus. Baseline drive. Garber cut off and a foul. First one here against Nemaha Central. And the personal will be charged to Carter Lutz. So Lutz picks up the first foul for Nemaha Central. Lob into McAfee at the foul line. Sabatha here underneath their own goal. Roki covered up inside. Garber up top, working against Lutz. Now on the floor, diving is Cole Hermish, able to get control of it. I think we got a jump ball. The possession arrow will keep it with Sabatha. Nemaha Central won the opening tip. A great defense there by Cole Hermish, the 6'2 senior for Nemaha. Thunder will stay man-to-man as Sabatha inbounds underneath their own basket again. 6:08 left to go here in the first quarter. A three-pointer by Garber. This one is short. Rebounded, though, by Roki. Roki goes back up. Banks it home. Second chance points for Davis Roki. And Sabatha back ahead by a bucket. Kurt back now to Marcus. On the near side, it comes to McWilliams. Ball deflected. Garber dove and missed. Marcus Beck drives, and he lays it in. A driving layup for Marcus Beck. He's got all 4 points for Nemaha Central. And it's tied again now at 4. Winner will play either Royal Valley, the top seed, or Marysville Saturday night. There's a 3 by Davis Roki. So Roki's got 5 straight points now for Sabatha. And they take a 7-4 lead. A lot of confidence. Roki's made 16 three-pointers now on the season. Back up top to McWilliams. Looking to drive to the right corner. 5:10 left here in the first quarter. Whipping it around the perimeter, the Thunder. Now skip it over to Hermish. She hands it back to Lutz. Carter's at 43 trifectas this season. Nemaha Central has made 85 three-point baskets on the year, so both these teams can stroke from long range. Pass over to Kurt Beck. He drives, finds Marcus to the left side. Layup. Oh, it spun out of there. Tipped a couple times. Curtis Beck keeps it alive. Missed layup there by Marcus Beck, who has all 4 points for Nemaha Central. But the Thunder have the possession, still down 3, with 4.5 minutes to go here in quarter number 1. Pop at the top of the key, it's Hermish. Looking inside, finds Curtis Beck across the lane. His bank shot's good. First points for Curtis Beck. Nemaha Central is within 1, as they're clearly trying to work the basketball inside and generate the offense through the Beck boys in the paint. Bauman over to Davis Roki. Hit a big 3 with confidence last time down. Niehaus to Garber now on the right wing. He thought about a three. Lutz jumps out on him. Garber finds Roki into the basket. He's cut off. Now he leans back in. A bank shot missed. Rebound fought for. Still loose. Controlled by Nemaha. Kurt Beck. And here come the Thunder. Down by one. Lutz into the half court, moving right to left. Back to the trailer. That's Marcus Beck. Now Kurt over to McWilliams. Starting five still out there for both teams, but players waiting to check in at the next dead ball. 7-6 Sabetha. Pass over to Lutz. Lutz working against Roki. Now Hermish at the high post against McAfee. Drive shot partially blocked. Hitting the floor was Hermish. No foul called. Sabetha to the other end. Here's Garber catching it right in front of Nemaha Central's bench. Couple new assistants for John Thomas this year, including Kelly Williams, who switched from the girls' side. And we got a little push in the back down, though, on Nemaha defending. This one going to go against Cole Hermish. That's his first personal and team foul number two. Sabetha brings in Preston Michael. Had a good game, 6 points on Monday night against Silver Lake. Michael averaging 3 points, three boards a game. He's a 6'2 junior. Sabetha with the ball up one. Just over 3 minutes left here in the first quarter. Nemaha still man-to-man. Roki up top to Bauman. Bauman wants to drive left against McWilliams. Tough shot as he leans in. It's off the back iron. Rebounded by Curtis Beck. Beck sprinting to the other end. Trying to beat everybody down the floor. He goes around Roki. He lays it up high off the window, and it's no good. Nemaha fans wanted a foul called again, but didn't get one. Still a 7-6 about the lead. McAfee on the left baseline. Into the lane against Hermish. Tough shot. Missed it. Rebounded by Curtis Beck. Now Marcus Beck. What's great about these two teams, even their big guys can dribble and handle it and bring it up the court when and if needed. Another possession for the Thunder. Still trailing Sabetha by one. Here's a three by Lutz. Guarded. Barely drew iron. Hermish can't save it in bounds. It'll go to the Blue Jays. Substitution for Nemaha Central will bring in Holden Bass. Bass is a 6'3 sophomore. So he's in as a big guy replacing McWilliams, a smaller guard. And Nemaha with a really tall lineup right now. Everybody is 6'2" at least. 6'2", 6'3", or taller. And it sounds like Royal Valley, right? The team will broadcast next, coming up against Marysville. McAfee on the pick and roll, gets it back, throws up an ugly shot, but it counts for two. High off the window and off balance. McAfee didn't get squared up, but he banks it in. First bucket for C-Mac, and the Blue Jays are up again by three. They led 7-4, and now they lead 9-6. With the clock moving, 1 minute, 50 seconds left here in the first quarter. Hermish on the far side. Both teams have brought in one off their bench. The ball comes to Lutz, who drives left side. He's wide open. I don't know what happened, but he beat McAfee, and there was no backside help defense there for Sabetha. As Carter Lutz scores his first points of the night. Back to a one-point game. 90 seconds to go in the frame. Garber to Bauman, over to Roki on the far side. Right in front of Coach Chris Brown, the Royal Valley head man. Doesn't need to work too hard to scout these two teams. He's seen them both twice. Here's Roki, close to the basket. Tough catch, but once he got it, he went up strong and an easy score. Davis Roki now with 7 here in the first quarter for Sabetha. Baseline drive, layup, yes. Are they going to count it? I think so. Kurt Beck driving baseline with the layup, and it's going to be an and-one opportunity. Foul against Marcus Bauman, his first personal. In for Sabetha, Noel Niehaus returns. Also, Travis Dollinghaus, that's the first Sabetha senior we've seen in the game, 5'8 guard. Nemaha having a taller lineup. Here's the and-one, and it misses. Rebounded by Sabetha. So Kurt Beck got 2 points but misses the free throw. Nemaha's down one again. 11-10. McAfee out to Niehaus. An open three. Airballed. Rebounded by Kurt Beck. He's racking up the rebounds here. And the Thunder can now look to take the lead. 50 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Down low to Bass. Bass back out to Marcus Beck. Now at the high post to Termish. To Lutz. Coach Thomas calling a different play here. As the Thunder have it trailing by one. Lutz up top, a deep three. Got an open look. He missed it. Rebound tip. Kept alive. Bobbled. And now out to Lutz. Back up top. And Coach Thomas maybe wanting one shot now as Carter Lutz and the Thunder going to change up the offense. They'll play for one shot. Under 20 seconds to go here in the quarter. Not many stoppages of play. No timeouts. Rarely a dead ball. Marcus Beck has it. 12 on the clock. Kurtbeck working against Dolly now. Into the lane, and they're going to call the charge. Tough call there against Nemaha Central, but dipping the shoulder, it's Kurtbeck that'll be whistled for the foul. His first, and for Nemaha Central, team foul number three. Coach John Thomas saying, what did he do? 5 seconds left here. Sabetha's got it up one. Garber on the baseline. Passes. Niehaus shot at the buzzer. Banked in. Noel Niehaus gets the bucket. Nice drive getting to the baseline. I thought Sabetha was going to run out of time, but a great job there by Matthew Garber, who gets the assist. And Sabetha leads by three at the end of one quarter. It's Sabetha 13, Nemaha Central 10. Our first time out tonight comes at the end of one quarter. We'll return in 1 minute here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
My name is Denise, and I have been a patient at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha for 7 years. Chiropractic care is so important to my quality of life. Being in proper alignment allows me to care for my family, be more productive at work, and enjoy my life. Dr. Lukert and his staff are always positive and encouraging. If I ever have a setback, I can count on Dr. Lukert to get me back on track. He taught me how to do stretching exercises and make better nutritional choices, which have improved my health and energy levels. I have been very happy with my care.
How about some fresh sushi? Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha is proud to offer American fresh sushi every day. Check out the full menu with nearly 20 cooked sushi options and a variety of raw options as well. All delicious and made fresh daily by a sushi chef at Garrett Country Mart. Every Tuesday is sushi sales day, and everything is just $5. Custom orders are also welcome. Join the many repeat customers and folks coming from miles around to try the American Fresh Sushi Department at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, quickly into the second quarter we go. Justin Fluke back with you at Silver Lake High School, and the basket by Holden Bass of Nemaha Central. His free throw on an and one is no good. In fact, goes over the top of the backboard. Holden struggled at the foul line, but he gets a good basket there to pull Nemaha Central within one. Sabetha led 3 times by 3 points in the first quarter. They were ahead 7-4, and again at 9-6, and then at 13-10 on the basket there to close out the first frame by Noel Niehaus. But now Holden Bass scores for Nemaha. It's 13-12. Sabetha's Roki shoots a three-pointer and swished it in. Boy, Roki feeling it. He's hit 2 threes. Roki's got 10 points, and the Blue Jays now lead by 4. Here's Bass up top, left side to Beck. That's Curtis who lost the handle. Moved a little bit quicker than the basketball wanted to come with him. Just 2 turnovers on Nemaha Central and only 1 turnover against Sabetha. So the two teams have done a good job taking care of it. Dollinghouse still out there for Sabetha with Niehaus. Bauman is back in. McAfee and Roki. As it's Garber getting a little breather right now. Bauman lost the handle on the deck to get it back. Now it's tipped and stolen by Cole Hermish. Up the court he comes. Blocked from behind by Roki. What a job getting back in a defensive block from behind by Davis Roki. He's doing it all right now. There's a bump, a lot of contact. Nemaha picks it up, and another Sabetha turnover. Now Bauman on the floor to get it back. Nemaha's got it. Sabetha's got it. And finally, now it's Blue Jay basketball. Holy moly. Bodies diving and flying on the floor, and it was a hot potato. Neither team could hang on to it, but you got to love the hustle and the heart shown by these two teams already with their season on the line here tonight. McAfee out to Roki. Another three. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Davis Roki. He's got 3 threes. He's got 13 points here in the half. That's more than Nemaha Central. As Sabetha's ahead 19-12 on back-to-back triples for Davis Roki. 6 minutes to go here in the first half. Biggest lead of the game. This pass deflected by Sabetha. It's on the floor again. Picked up by the Blue Jays. Nemaha Central now with 4 turnovers. Sabetha's got 3, but they got the ball with the lead. It's currently 7. Another Roki 3! Oh, my, my, my! Davis Roki! He's in fuego! He's on fire! He's brought the Blue Jays to their feet with 3 straight 3-pointers! And Sabetha's up by 10 as we get a timeout. It's Roki time at Silver Lake. return after this 30-second timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack located just west of Whiting here on KNZA.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Welcome back. It's the Davis Roki Show on Kansaland Radio. Justin Fluke courtside along with studio engineer Brian Hurt. Sabetha led 13-10 at the end of one quarter. They're on a 9-2 run, and all 9 points on 3 three-pointers by Davis Roki. He's hitting them from way downtown. Roki right now looking at that rim, and it kind of looks like the ocean. He cannot miss. Here's Nemaw Central with the ball out of a timeout to the right side. Back off the glass. Just shot missed. Marcus Beck now saving it in. Here's McWilliams up. That shot's blocked. Michael got the rejection. Roki gets the rebound. And Sabetha will walk it ahead. They get it to Preston Michael. Boy, where's Roki? You know that's what Coach Thomas addressed during that timeout for Nemaha Central. Roki now defended by Curtis Beck as he gets the ball top of the circle. To Garber in front of the Thunder bench on the right wing. Bouncing it to Michael. Michael into the lane to Roki. Tipped by Beck. Roki gets it back. Roki drives. He shoots. He's blocked. Great defense by Marcus Beck. Great help defense there by Marcus. And he blocked the shot of Davis Roki, who has 2 blocks himself to go along with 16 points here in the first 11 minutes of this game. 22-12, Blue Jays with the lead. Hermitage left alone, top of the key. He'll dribble. Now pass left block. Backspin, shot up, and short, but a foul. We'll send Marcus Beck to the charity stripe to shoot two. Nemaha Central is 2 of 4 from the free throw line and going to get two more here. Missing that free throw. So Marcus made two earlier. Foul against Sabetha on Preston Michael. That is his first. Second free throw is good. 4 fouls against Sabetha as a team. 3 on Nemaha Central. Marcus Beck now with 5 points. And we're just over 4 minutes to go here in the first half. Sabetha's lead down to 9. Davis Roki over to Matthew Garber. Garber working against Lutz. Drives left side. Was looking to kick it out, but a foul came first. And a wipe off a 3 made by Preston Michael well after the whistle had blown. And the foul on Carter Lutz of Nemaw Central. That is his 2nd foul. So 2 of the 4 fouls for the Thunder are on Carter Lutz, 6'3 junior. Michael gets it in to McAfee. Christian to the right side. Big shot. That one looked good. He got squared up. Christian McAfee coming off a big game against Silver Lake on Monday. He scores here, and it's now an 11-point lead. Sabetha extending the largest margin of the game. 3:50 left in the clock moving here in quarter number 2. Lutz against Roki. Sabetha's man-to-man defensively. Up top, this is Marcus Beck. Beck spins. Kicks into the far corner. Here's McWilliams, a triple short. Offensive rebound, though, by Lutz. Nemaw Central using that size, getting an extra possession here. This trip down the floor with an offensive rebound. Now the Thunder will reset. John Thomas crouched down at the end of the bench looking on. Coach Scott Berger standing at the end of his bench. Here's Kurt Beck lobbing it up top to Marcus. A 3-point shot by Kurt, and it's an air ball saved in by Lutz off Roki, but then captured by Preston Michael. Sabetha with the ball up the court. Here's Bauman into the lane. Got into trouble, but floats it up top to Garber. Now Michael's got it. We're under 3 minutes left here in quarter number 2. Roki, they're going to come double-teaming. Here's a 3 by Preston Michael. It's good! P. Michael tick on the twine. Sabetha's made 5 3-pointers, and they now lead by a dozen. First points for Preston Michael. the fifth different Blue Jay to score. First points off the bench tonight for the Blue Jays, who now lead by 14. Here's the give back to McWilliams. McWilliams to the far side he goes. Lobs it up top to Carter Lutz in a timeout. Second timeout called by Coach John Thomas here in the second quarter. Sabatha right now is winning the second quarter 14-3. The Blue Jays have a 14-point lead as we take a timeout with 2 minutes 30 seconds left until our intermission. You're listening to Substate High School Basketball on the local sports authority, KNCA.
Service is the key word you get when you pull into AG's Service at 121 South 8th in Sabatha. Their goal is complete car care. They do custom exhaust, wheel alignments, brakes, shocks, struts, and tie rod ends. See them for tune-ups, oil and lube, batteries, tires, and computerized wheel balancing. And keep your vehicle looking good with their touchless automatic car wash. Stop in. They earn your business at AG Service, 121 South 8th in Sabatha.
KNZA.
Nemaw Central came out of the timeout. They only had four players on the court, but now they got five as Cole Hermish went out there late. And for the first time for Nemaw Central's Wade Leonard, a junior. Wade, a 5'10 junior, so must have been confusion on who the sub was in for. Now a foul against Sabatha. Blue Jays leading by 14, though. And a foul on Preston Michael. It's going to be his second. So Preston Michael hit the latest three-pointer for the Blue Jays. Their fourth one here in this quarter. We'll have to go to the bench with two fouls. Noel Niehaus comes in. 2:08 to go till the break. Sabatha 27 and Nemaha Central 13. Sabatha was up 13-10 at the end of one. This ball poked out of bounds by Sabatha. Garber got a hand on it. The Thunder will trigger it in again. 2:07 left here. Nemaha inbounds in a tough spot over in that far corner. Looking for some offense. They've got just one basket and one free throw so far here in the 6 minutes gone by this second quarter. Leonard drives and kicks. Lutz crosses over the lane to the near side. Tightly defended by Bauman. Sabatha's deed it up. Here's Marcus Bauman. Tough time working for a shot. He's called for the travel. Maybe trying to do just a little bit too much. That's turnover number five against Nemaha Central. This seems to be a little bit more focus right now for Sabatha, a little bit more team play for the Blue Jays, working the ball, finding the open man. Now they turn it over as McAfee's pass goes over the head of a baseline cutter, Noel Niehaus, and that for Sabatha is turnover number four. Blue Jays still up 14, now down to a minute 35, and the clock moving here in the second quarter. Bass on the near wing to Leonard. Leonard finds the man up top. That's Beck. Down low, Bass. Shot up. Yes, plus one. Holden Bass scores his second bucket off the bench. Working down low, he's got his second and one opportunity of the night. And the foul against Christian McAfee of Sabatha, that is his second. Free throw for Bass is no good. Rebound, Nemaha. Hermish underneath, and he's fouled by Roki. More offensive rebounds for Nemaha Central. And two more free throws coming up for the Thunder. This time it'll be Cole Hermish. And this foul on Davis Roki is his second personal. So Preston Michael, Christian McAfee, and the red-hot Roki all now have two fouls in this game. Free throw no good. Thunder cannot capitalize. Hermish, a 58% free throw shooter, but he misses number one. Nemaw right now is 3 of 8 from the free throw line. Seven fouls on Sabatha. Hermish, second one up, and that's no good off the back iron. Battle for the rebound, and we got an over the back against Nemaw. Holden Bass. First personal on Holden Bass, just team foul number five against the Thunder. Nemaw coaching staff not too happy about that call. Boy, they're really battling for the rebounds, but that time it over the back. So after two more missed free throws, Sabatha's lead is still 12 points, 27-15. Bauman on the baseline, out to Michael, fakes the long two, takes it to the rack, shot blocked. Marcus Beck flying into the screen, swatting it away. Here comes Marcus into the half court. Over to Lutz. He'll fire. It's a three. It's no good. Offensive board. Back. That's Kurt. And he got it. Kurt back on the follow. More second chance points. And Coach Berger furious right now that his team can't get a defensive rebound. Here's Garber driving. Shot swatted out of bounds. Nemaha's size is a big difference as they're blocking shots on the defensive end and getting offensive rebounds on the offensive end. 47 seconds left. Sabatha gets it in. Here's a three by Garber. That's no good. Bass has the rebound for the Thunder. 40 seconds to go. Nemaha with the ball. Down by 10. They've not hit any threes tonight in four tries. Kurtbeck inside. Missed it. Rebound tipped. Bass had it but could not hang on. Garber able to get it. Now Coach Berger says, hold on. Let's hold for one. We're up double digits. Let's make sure we're up double digits going into the locker room and coming out to begin the third period. Sabatha will hold for one shot. They did not use a timeout in this half. Nemaha used two. 12 seconds now on the clock. The Blue Jays have not trailed in this second quarter. 7 seconds. Garber in the lane to the left side. Shot banked in. Right over Holden Bass. Matthew Garber scores, and Sabatha's lead is 12. That was an impressive 16 minutes of basketball for the Blue Jays. 29-17, Sabatha leading it at halftime. They got cranked up and into a double-digit margin with three threes by Davis Oroki, and they lead by 12. Our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16, home of the 110% price match guarantee. First half stats, analysis, and more coming up on our halftime show. First, we take this time out on FM 103.9 KNCA.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabatha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabatha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
It's halftime, and the Sabatha Blue Jays lead by 12. They briefly led by as many as 14 points. It was 27-13 there for a little bit late in the second quarter. Sabatha led 13-10 at the end of one, and they outscored Nemaha Central 16-7 in that second quarter. Well, three-pointers, one of the big differences for Sabatha in their favor, as the Blue Jays made 5 3-point baskets in that first half, and four of them were by Davis Roki, including three in a row early in that second quarter to balloon Sabatha's lead out. Turnovers are pretty even. One thing that's hurting Nemaha Central besides not making three-pointers is they're also not making free throws. Sabatha didn't even attempt a free throw in the first half. Nemaha Central got to the free throw line 9 times, but they only made 3 out of 9. So Nemaha unable to take advantage of the free throw shooting, just 3 out of 9, while Sabatha did not attempt any free throws in the half. But they made 5 threes, and Nemaha Central was 0-for-5. On three-point shots. 5 turnovers on Nemaha Central, 4 turnovers on Sabatha. Blue Jays also in a bit of foul trouble, just 7 total fouls in the half, but a trio of players have 2 personals each. Key guys, Davis Roki, Christian McAfee, and Preston Michael, all with 2 fouls each for the Blue Jays here at halftime. Carter Lutz, the only player with 2 fouls for Nemaha Central. They were only whistled for 5 total fouls. In that first half, it's the rubber match between these Big Seven Nemaha County rivals that have a combined record coming into tonight of 35 wins and only 7 losses here this season. Here's a check of our first half stats. The individual numbers are brought to you by NEK Tax Services, located just west of Whiting. They are the local experienced professionals that are on your side. They'll help you out, walk you through, answer your questions with a tax return filed electronically, and you know that it's all done right, and you got every advantage and everything done correctly. NEK Tax Services, just west of Whiting. For tax appointments still available for this tax season. For the visiting Samantha Blue Jays, what a half. Davis Roque leading the way. He's got 16 points here at intermission, including four threes. After that, you had Matthew Garber with 4 points, including one at the end of the second quarter. Christian McAfee has 4 points. Preston Michael has 3 points. And Noel Niehaus has 2. Niehaus got his bucket on a Garber assist at the end of the first quarter. So Sabetha scored at the end of each of the first two periods, and they lead by 12 here at halftime. For Nemaha Central, they had 4 players score. They're led by Curtis Beck with 6 and Marcus Beck with 5. Holden Bass has 4 off the bench but missed a couple and ones. Carter Lutz has the other 2 points for Nemaha Central. Cole Hermish missed a couple free throws as well as Nemaha struggled there at the line. But we've seen some games flip. We've seen both these teams turn the tables on opponents one way or the other through many contests this season. No doubt we got a lot of time left here in this one tonight. Our halftime score is Sabetha 29, Nemaha Central 17. Again, our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. If you want the best, you have to get out of town, located 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway K-16. We'll step away, third quarter action when we return here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And look at my receipt. That's all you paid for those tires? Get out of town.
I did.
Where'd you go?
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Want to save a bundle on tires? Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to save on tires. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Crop insurance solutions with added value. That's what you get with Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Products through Farmers Mutual Hale allow him to offer advanced acreage and production technology to save you time and the ability to protect up to 95% of your APH with RAM. Stop in at 621 Main or call Roy at 785-284-7611 to experience a different type of crop protection.
Sabetha Community Hospital is proud to offer a wound care clinic staffed by Susan Luger and Christy Hartzig, as well as a team of nurses and technicians, all with advanced wound care training. The Sabetha Wound Care Clinic at Sabetha Hospital is an outpatient facility offering a comprehensive approach for patients with non-healing wounds. The clinic is open Mondays from 8:30 to 4:30. To learn more about wound care, as well as all the services and resources available at Sabetha Community Hospital, visit sabethahospital.com.
The number one priority at Sabetha Community Hospital is the health of you and your family. That's why the hospital offers the surgical services of local surgeons. Dr. Susan Young and Aaron Brown provide 24/7 surgical coverage and are committed to help develop and grow healthy general surgery programs. And they understand the challenges facing rural hospitals. Most surgical procedures can be performed on site at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the surgeries offered, as well as many resources and other information at Sabetha Hospital.
Lloyd's Truck Repair is celebrating 40 years in business and thankful for all the local support and a great team of employees, many of whom have been working at Lloyd's Truck Repair for 20 or 30 years. Proud to be the trusted choice for truck repairs on the road or in the field. Lloyd's Truck Repair, Junction 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Back Welcome back with studio engineer Brian Hurt. Justin Fluk with you. Halftime in 3A boys sub-state semifinal number one. Again, coming up later tonight, it'll be the top seed Royal Valley against Marysville. Those